At Ben and Kelly Show is a great way to DM us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that right there. You can send us a note, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do.
That's what Chastity did. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I know I'm running the risk of you guys giving me some of that tough love here, but what happens if you are in love with three people?
All right, explain.
I am crazy in love with my spouse.
All right.
In love with an ex who's cheating ended our relationship.
Okay.
And I'm in love with my ex's son, whom I dated just before meeting my husband.
Okay.
It's really hard because my hubby's so wonderful, I can't even believe it sometimes. But the other two men keep hanging in there, telling me that they're going to get me back.
Huh.
Why can't I just ignore them and leave them in the past?
Okay.
There is only one of me and three of them. I don't want to risk losing my husband, but I can't stop loving the other two. I don't want to lose them either, as they have been treasured friends.
Okay, I think the part where you had in all caps is what you just need to reread. And
yes,
reread again, because it's not going to help your husband if you do keep a couple other exes in the wings.
Yes, and the ex is an ex because he cheated on you. Let's not forget that little nugget. Also, don't date the ex's son because, ew. Okay?
Well, to be fair, she dated the son first.
Oh, my God. Okay, so listen. Listen. You said go back and read this line, too. You know, my husband is so amazing, it's hard to believe it sometimes. He's so wonderful, can't believe it sometimes. So read that one,
mm-hmm.
And then the other one in all caps, why can't I just ignore them and leave them in the past?
Okay.
Okay?
All right, so there you go.
And I think you've given yourself your own advice.
Yeah, and sometimes people do that. They write us, and they literally write the advice that we're going to give them in their own message to us. So.
Exactly, but they just need to hear it from other people, and I'm telling you right now, you are setting yourself up for lots of heartache if you try to let the ex and his son be a factor in your life. Bethany said, I say this in the nicest way. Get some therapy. Cut ties with the exes. Like, completely cut ties. Your husband deserves better than that.
Yeah, it's funny. Jared texted us something that I literally said to you yesterday when we were looking at this. He says, these DMs are sounding like Jerry Springer. And,
yes.
And if you'll recall that like daytime talk show that was,
yep,
very explosive, like you are not the father, and
yes,
people getting in fights and stuff on stage. Yeah, I mean, this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, and I feel like you're setting yourself up for that if you continue to. And sorry, you can't be friends with them because of your feelings.
Yeah, you just got to cut it off.
Yeah, if you didn't have the feelings, you could be friends. You have the feelings, you can't be friends.
Right, so there you go. Sorry, there's the tough love that you were hoping for. And we say, yeah, you got to ignore them. Get them out of your life in order for you and your husband to move forward. Okay.
Exactly.
And look.
I think.
There it is.
There you go.
All right.